up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Oh, it's going to be another one of those incredible days because it's heroes. It's ones that create jobs, build companies, mentor others. Let me tell you who the lineup is for today's show. Later on in the show, we're going to have, are you ready for this? Co-founder of Ace Universe. They're the ones that are featuring Stan Lee and most of the Avengers staff coming to Arizona. Later on, the famous former Chiefs Hall of Fame kicker, Nick Lowry. And later on, we're going to have, are you ready? The former Mother of the Year and all the exciting things that she's doing. But let's get started. Let's get started with our first guest. And by the way, thank you, too, for the feedback that we had for the interview with the CNBC founder, Tom Rogers. It's on our website at alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. So I'm at the airport, and I'm with my son, and we're looking for something healthy on the shelf. So I end up picking up this bar. Now, it's the only bar, mind you, that I can actually understand all the ingredients to. So as I'm eating this bar, which I've eaten many times before, my son next to me goes, hey, Dad, you're the famous celebrity radio host. Why don't you go ahead and get the founder on? Next thing you know, we've got the founder here with us today. Are you ready? The CEO and founder of RX Bar, that's Peter Rahal, who has sold his company. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But good morning to you, Peter. Now, Peter, tell me how this even came to be. Because it's such a competitive world out there with health bars. Everybody thinks they've got a great health bar, but you actually made it happen.
Morning, David. Thanks for having me first. That's a great question. First, to give you some context, my co-founder and I, Jared, always loved bars. It was for the same reason, like, when you're at the airport, you're looking for something, right? It's convenient, saves time. It does a great job for you. You don't have to sit down and like prepare it. You grab and go. And a lot of our success was kind of because of some constraints. So like the category is super competitive. So many people in it. Like, right, the world didn't need another protein bar. So with that, like, people often don't look for opportunities there because, you know, you got to assume like it's already saturated. So there's no real problems to solve. So with that, like, you know, Jared and I, we just identified such like a pattern, like, hey, there's a pretty big gap here. You know, we love bars. We're like, why? Question was like, why are all the protein bars kind of full of crap? And so with that, like, question and problem, we just started pretty, you know, brick by brick and started making bars, selling them, and going from there.
And for those of you that may not know the RX Bar, by the way, you could reach Peter at rxbar.com. Of course, we'll have the link on our website, alliances.com, the only place where entrepreneurs align, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, is this, it's typically, I think it's got about 4 to 6-ish ingredients. And get this, you can actually understand what those ingredients are, blueberry, eggs, and so on. But it also, not only ingredients, has a incredible taste. And I'm not just endorsing the bar itself. I'm telling you from personal experience and from those that have had it. It's just truly incredible. So you build this company up, Peter, in a very competitive world. But now you've got some big, big news to share. I'm going to have you steal the thunder of it. What's recently happened?
Yeah, so we sold the business to Kellogg. So a strategic partner, and good thing is I get to keep my day job and the company like remains. But it's exciting news. We get to, with Kellogg's expertise and experience, really leverage and take the business and brand to the next level and really maximize the potential.
Now, when you started this company, though, you had really no exit plan, right? There was nothing of, oh, hey, we'll build it up. We'll sell it to a household name that everybody almost in the world knows, which is Kellogg. And not only that, you sell the company for how much?
600.
That's 600 million people. 600 million. I mean, again, in a competitive field, that's huge. What's it like? when that when you're sitting across on the contract sign, like, what's your feeling? What's going on through your mind?
First, you know, like you said earlier, we never like built the business to sell it or had any exit strategy. We've always been focused on, you know, our customers, making the best product possible and kind of changing food. So that outcome is never part of the plan. I guess the moment of like signing and closing and all that was a time of reflection and just a level. It was a proud moment, you know. It was like kind of surreal and exciting, like next chapter in the business and a real signal to like the value we bring to customers in the marketplace. So it was a proud moment for sure.
Must be so proud. In fact, too, you're listening to Alliances, the place where entrepreneurs align, with me, David Kogan. And we have one of our heroes, Peter Rahal, who is the co-founder of RX Bar, who could be reached at rxbar.com. And again, we'll have the link on our website at alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And your parents must be so proud, because guess what? You ready for this? His parents have the famous basement. Because what's so famous about this basement?
Yeah, so we started in the kitchen, my parents' kitchen, and, you know, rather than, like, raising a bunch of money and, like, going to a big commercial kitchen or, you know, co-manufacturer right from the get-go, we just moved into mom's basement and started our production there. So it was birthed where I was born in the same house, in the same basement, and my father always said, like, every great food company, you look at all their stories, they all started in someone's kitchen. And you can go from the kitchen to a production plant and to every grocery store in the country. So,
Peter, how do you know, though, that you've got something? I mean, you know, there's a long journey to where you got from. But, I mean, at what point did you know, hey, okay, I can quit my day job, I can go ahead and do this? Because there's a lot of listeners out there that are doing startups or just trying to figure out, am I in the right role of what I'm doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think one is like self-awareness, like being truly candid with yourself. So like one, do you actually love the product and what you're doing? And or from a customer's perspective, a consumer's perspective, like, is it good? Does it taste good? Is it a great service? You gotta be very like real with yourself. Sounds like for us, right? Like day one, we made a product we loved, right? That was, we ate it, solved our own problem. And then the second thing is like just early traction, right? Like it doesn't take, you don't need many data points to have confidence that a lot of people are going to buy it. So for us, it's like just a couple local gyms and convenience stores and just tracking the sales there. And right away we're like, okay, people, this works. And once we got that, like we both quit our jobs, kind of like jumped off the deep end and just went for it. Cause you know, entrepreneurship is like a binary thing. Like you're doing it or you're not. There's nothing, you can't half ass it of like shuffling day jobs and this, like you got to do it or you don't. So.
And one of the things too is we've got a little less than a minute left, but you know, we've got a lot of, you know, I would say, a lot of parents out there, and they want to be able to, you know, instill the right things into their children and be able to also give them the right advice and stuff. Now that you've, you know, again, very successful, and again, we're talking just within a matter of a few years, right, that you create this and ended up selling it to Kellogg's for $600 million and still being able to stay on board, which is, you know, a huge thing. What kind of advice would you share, maybe the secrets that your parents instilled in you that you could share with our listeners now who are our parents?
So for me, growing up, two things come to mind. One is like a really strong work ethic. My dad had put us to work like every weekend, every moment, doing dishes, making food, cutting the weeds, cutting the grass, et cetera, cleaning everything. So like I had a real strong sense of like work ethic and determination. So that would be one, is like paramount, because it is hard. You have to climb a mountain that you can't see like the peak. So you never know. And then the second would be like humility. So like freedom of your pride and arrogance. Being humbled and thinking you're not better than anyone is really important. Staying like emotionally humble and intellectually humble and curious is, I think, the biggest enabler to any success, especially for entrepreneurship.
Well, Peter, you definitely have you stayed humble. You and your company started with a vision, but you created something that turned into a big deal. Peter Rahal, co-founder of RX Bar. You can reach him at rxbar.com. And this is David Kogan. We return the co-founder of Ace Universe. We're going to talk about him featuring Stan Lee and many of the Avenger members, including Captain America, Falcon, Winter Soldier, and more. David Kogan with Alliances.